Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
It's been a few weeks since we've talked about that great Australian religion sport, and as usual, plenty to talk about. Origin 2 kicks off Wednesday, go the Maroons. And the Socceroos qualified for the World Cup earlier this week. To take us through it all, our sports guru, Elka Whalen. Elka, welcome back.
Oh, thank you very much.
Always
nice
great to
talk all things sport.
Good on you. I want to start with Origin because there's so much happening in the game of rugby league in general. Still talking about Origin 1 and the Paul Gallen punch. Now there's a no-punch stance for Game 2. What's your take on that, Elka?
Well, I think from an entertainment and spectator's point of view, I think a few people will boo at that because that's, you know, they're always saying, bring the biff to the game, and it does. Even when I watch it, there's something really exciting when you see two humans interact and there's a bit of a punch-up. There's so much testosterone happening on that field.
Yes.
But in saying that, having young children and a young boys while growing up, it's not the way to do it. Football is not about punching. It's about using your head and your brain, and there are tactics and ways to get around it. So from a sensible point of view, it's probably a good idea that they have stopped that.
The players didn't seem too concerned about the biff in Game 1, not for the first time, but outsiders are saying that sport should have the same rules as Australian law, actually, which means a punch on the field should be classified as a criminal assault.
Look, I think that, to be honest, that's going a little bit far. Being involved in sport myself, there's a lot of emotions that range through. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're on the field or in the pool or when you're in the middle of training as well. You express things in different ways. And we're becoming such a nanny country that we can't assume we won't be able to breathe. You know, come on, fair dinkum, these are boys. They've chosen to do a full-on contact sport. And this just, you know, this did happen and people are still talking about it, but I think they'll certainly be aware of it come Game 2 on Wednesday.
At the same time, Blake Ferguson lost his spot in the side for a drinking incident. Do you think the code needs to take a harder and harder line on alcohol?
Yes, absolutely. This has been, I mean, and that's just not Ferguson as well. There's been so many sports stories, you know, in the past couple of weeks that have broken from rugby league, all doing the wrong thing. And that's been disappointing, but more so than that, it's breaking down morale. It's not good for the game. It's not good for young sports people coming up as well. And for someone like me, it does turn me off a game like that, because instead of seeing these great sports heroic stories, you're hearing about all the misconduct they're having outside of their sport, and it's not good for them whatsoever.
And Mal Meninga, Queensland coach, became the centre of attention late last week with this beer incident. What was your response when you saw that?
Look, I was disappointed. Mal Meninga, I used to love him. I supported the Canberra Raiders when he was playing purely for him. So, yes, he is a top figure. He is supposed to be a leader. He's let himself down and he's let players down as well. But not only that, he's let down older generations as well because of this. And do you know what? I feel like rugby league particularly keeps getting chances all the time. And what kind of message is that sending through to young boys coming up saying, do you know what, if you drink a bit too much, that's all right. Or if you do this or you do that, wrong conduct, assault. There are so many things at the moment that have gone wrong in the game and something needs to turn around big time. I think that's where the change has to happen, off the field, Lee, not on the field.
Can I step back from just those incidents, important as they are? Why do you think the game of rugby league has such trouble with off-field conduct, grog especially, and it's happening over and over again? Is that the way that it's always going to be?
Well, it's a really great question, and sadly, at the moment, nothing much has changed. So, you know, there's a two-part answer to this. The first is, I think, you know, we've realised that nothing has changed, so something does need to immediately, and that needs to come from top. There's no given chance at all. If you make a mistake, then that's done. You need to learn consequences straight away. Why does it keep happening? I think, to be honest, they're not very well educated in terms of where they're putting their money. And some of these young players are getting a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they're thinking, you know what, it's all right afterwards to go out and have a few drinks. They need to understand that if they want this game to be as professional as, let's say, rugby union, they need to be professional once the game is over. And that is understanding that they are sports heroes on the field and off, and they need to conduct themselves in ways like that as well.
Even I've wondered this as a chump who's never gone anywhere close to representing the country, but I'm interested in your answer to this. Do you think athletes, sports people, cherish the privilege of playing for their state or country enough? Because we keep hearing about all this off-field behaviour, and surely it can't reflect the honour that it is to play in such a high position.
Completely. And do you know what the great news is? Yes, I do think there's, you know, 85% of us that do we truly cherish, you know, putting the green and gold on, representing our country. But then there's that small minority that just don't, and they have a gift and they have a talent, and they are so incredibly fantastic on the field or whatever that sport may be. But then off it, they bring such a bad rap. And I think, unfortunately, that's what's making the headlines, and it's taking away the shine from the people that are doing the wrong things. And that's why I do believe a harsher punishment needs to happen, whether it's an assault on a person, doing something silly outside, or having a drink. If they've done that, I would say there needs to be a harsher punishment straight away.
And perhaps instill in their minds that they are examples and leaders to young aspiring athletes. I mean, they can hardly not know that with the adulation they get on and off the field.
Oh, completely. You know, I feel like I'm getting old. I'm only 31, but I feel like some of these boys, I want to shampoo their hair and give them a good kick up the bottom and sit down and, you know, just bring them back down to ground and say, yes, you're a talented player, but that doesn't give you the right to do what you're doing outside of the football field as well. Like, wake up. There's a big difference in being, you know, an athlete and then just being a professional athlete as well.
Okay, let's finish on a positive note. Socceroos into their third consecutive World Cup. The game of football in Australia keeps growing over and over again, doesn't it?
Oh, wasn't it an exciting game? We kind of had to wait to the second half to finally get that goal. It's just going to happen. My husband, Thomas and I were talking through it, and I was saying, what happens if they don't score here? What happens next? And I felt like, you know, through social media, every single person, whether a sport lover or not, was actually watching this game. And wasn't it lovely to see it happen? And it was so exciting. And, you know, the next day the papers were flooded saying, you know, the Socceroos had won. So it was really fantastic. And I think all it does is just keep upping the sport of football in our country, and you know, bring on 2014. I can't wait to see it.
We're there, maybe not in contention to win the World Cup, but you know what it feels like qualifying for Australian sport.
Exactly. And you know what, you say, Lee, that we might not be in medal contention, but I could name you five or six different sports athletes and teams from around the world that never had a chance, but if you're in it, there's a chance of going to win it. You just never know what this pick me up and what our country behind them supporting can do come a year's time. Oh, to try to relate it to anyone who's listening, it's like getting a huge job promotion or finding out that your spouse is pregnant or just the best piece of news that you can possibly receive. You have felt that you have achieved something, and you've achieved something for yourself. It's a goal that nobody else can get, except that goal is waiting for you to overcome, and you finally got it as well. It's just this moment of pure, the world just stops. And you just are smiling inside, you know, not only in your face, but your heart is smiling as well. It's brilliant.
Elka, thank you so much for sharing it with us. You're a total champion. So glad that you're one of our sports gurus. Thanks for joining us on Open House again.
Thanks. It's such a blessing talking to you, Lee. Thanks a lot.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.